And now, sports and other stuff. The Closers. Join the talk now. 800-229-5378. News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Wong with a drive. Out to deep right. One swing. 1-0. Colton Wong with his first of 2017. In the center. Base hit. 2-0 Cardinals.
Nazem Kadri to the front of the net. They score! Tyler Bozak with a tip-in.
Ryan brought the back. Terrence Rapp scores!
Pretty selfish of me, you know. Can't make that play. Can't put the refs in that position.
Fiala drops for Neal. Neal back for Fiala.
You know, the way we played and the way they played has determined the outcome so far.
Perry on front off a skate to score!
Pau Gasol sets a screen for Kawhi, who drives it all the way in, and a right-hand slam! That's the exclamation point for the Spurs.
Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. Explain it to me.
Just trying to read and react. So we were moving, we were flying around, we were communicating our coverages.
Floats it up and floats it in. Oh, what a tough shot. George came with late help, but didn't matter. LeBron gets it to go.
Happy Tuesday to you. Hope everything is going well. It's the Closers. I'm George Young. Jay Sparks alongside. Chair dancing.
Feeling the funk today.
Yeah. You showered?
Not smelling the funk, feeling the funk.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. Little opening montage. Fox Sports Midwest. NBC Sportsnet. CNBC. Riley Nash, the Boston Bruins. He was the one who got tagged with the penalty in the overtime session, in the Ottawa Senators scored on the power play, and they win in overtime. Four NHL games last night, all four go to overtime, and you end up with CNBC. Patrick Kane's comments were when the Blackhawks were down 2-0.
Yeah,
you know what they are now.
I think they're down 3-0.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. We actually had both. Both hockey games on at the same time, and they were both in overtime, and I felt like I was at a tennis match. I was like, over here, and then I was going to be over here. And I was like, well, what's going on
over
here?
Did you do the...
I was going to... No, because we have...
You didn't have replay?
No, we are... They're on clappers, like Barclays House.
Barclays House.
Yeah, so we don't do that.
Okay. The whole crowd's sitting out there going...
Yep.
Wait a couple seconds. Back on again.
Right.
Spurs Radio Network, NBC Sportsnet. David Fizdale with one of the classic post-game rants. Cavaliers Radio Network, and then LeBron James wrapping it all up. Still trying to find the switch to turn it on for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I mean, when you're up 2-0, do you really get to talk about the switch to turn it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, it's part of the hot iron skillet of sports talk radio. It's been that all day today. Can the Cleveland Cavaliers in their darkened room find the switch to turn it on for their defense?
Well, I mean, is the question about the Bucks? Is the question about the Wizards? I mean, I don't understand, because they're up 2-0. No matter how bad they've been, they've won 2 games against the Pacers.
Okay. Yet to have a coach answer the question this way, but what's it going to take to win tonight? Got to score more points than the other team, correct?
Right.
So far, 2 straight games, Cavaliers have scored more points than the other team.
Correct.
They're up 2-0.
Correct.
The Indiana Pacers.
Right.
Probably be a sweep.
Okay. What are we talking about then? I don't get it.
Can you talk about it?
No, they're not playing the Raptors.
Oh, not yet. Raptors
no, they
are down.
Won't.
Yeah, no, they probably won't. Let's get started with some baseball from last night. St. Louis Cardinals pick up the 2-1 victory. Gives up a run in the ninth inning. 442-8255 is the phone number. The kind of the question out there today is going to be, is what you're seeing out of the Cardinals an indicator of what you're going to get all season long, where they'll look really good, look good in the game, like they understand the game of baseball, and then they'll go 3 or 4 games, you're like, wow, this is the first time they've ever played. Lynn picking up the victory last night. You get a home run. And then you also get the game-winning RBI from Martinez. Colton Wong with the home run. Martinez with the game-winning RBI. They win 2-1 last night. But pregame, John Mozeliak was a little bit frustrated. Here's part of his comments to the media beforehand.
The 2-1 pitch.
Wrong one.
Okay. Unless he was batting, I didn't think that was probably...
Well, he might have wanted to.
That's a little bit of a head-scratcher because you look at the majority of the players had really strong springs. And, you know, to have the regular season start and then to be as flat as we've been or the inability to have success, it's frustrating.
And we talked a little bit about the frustration level yesterday from the fans' perspective. But now the GM getting involved with, it's frustrating. They win 20 games in the spring training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, it's spring training. Big deal. Right? I mean, how many times did the Detroit Lions go 5-0 during preseason?
Sure. I mean, and I don't think he's even talking about the win-loss record. Mm-hmm. He says the players had strong springs. Which, I mean, you look at that statement, you say, okay, that means that those guys are ready to go. They're producing. They're swinging the bats. They're pitching. They're throwing. They're all the things that they need to do. That's strong. They're doing.
I think the big there's several different issues going on right now with the Cardinals. We'll talk Royals baseball at a little bit after 5 o'clock with David Lesky from Baseball Prospectus, Kansas City. But I think the biggest problem has been, and we talk about this in the collegiate game, and it doesn't matter what level of sport, but it's the level of consistency. What can you count on with the St. Louis Cardinals from one game to the next? What's the one thing that you can hang your hat on and go, you know what? This team is going to do this every single game.
Give up runs defensively?
Good answer.
I mean, based on the
small
sample size.
Let's rephrase that question so I get the answer I want.
What are they going to do, positively?
Yeah, positive. Because we talked about, you know, Missouri Tiger football, we talked about basketball, we talked about for the ladies, basketball, softball, baseball,
sure,
whatever. What's the one thing you can count on? What's the descriptor of this team?
I don't know right now.
And I think that's the biggest problem. I think that's
agreed.
Bugging Mozeliak.
Right.
And you begin to wonder, is this a product of, and we talked about it yesterday, is this a product of Matheny bouncing guys around, playing them out of position, guys that are struggling, not sitting them down, give them a chance to kind of rest and stop making toothpicks out of the baseball bat. I mean, you know, Dexter Fowler yesterday talked about how, you know, I want to make a couple of mechanical changes, and his first at-bat, he takes two pitches and then doinks one. A soft line drive out to left field. And for a team that thought they were ready to hit it running coming out of spring training, well, they've hit it, but they're spinning their wheels. And I don't know where we talked. This seems to be just an extension, Jay, of what happened last year. They got off to that 0-3 start against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it just kind of, it never really ever seemed to gel. And we're already seeing the first that problem this season within the first 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah, and the thing about baseball is you can't. I'm not saying you can't. The better money is on not overreacting. 162 games is a long season.
Right. A lot of baseball to play.
Progression to the mean, regression to the mean, all of those things come into play. If a guy is a 250 hitter and he's hitting 310, you expect he'll come back to the pack.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy is a 270 hitter and he's batting 230, you expect he'll pick it up.
Right.
That's what baseball is. It's a long con, long play game of averages. The problem with that is it doesn't behoove a manager to overreact.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matheny wants to push and wants to react and wants to flail about a little bit. I think it's his nature, the way he constructs lineups, the way he takes on, you know, quad A outfielders and throws them in willy-nilly as the mm-hmm. season goes along and makes, you know, roster moves up and down. And I think Mozeliak I think he's finally feeling that, to use a crazy word, like that ennui of we're not getting it done.
Ennui?
Yes. Yes. I think he's feeling that. I think he's feeling that the nature of a team that's mired, that's stuck in first gear, that can't get going, mm-hmm. and watching, knowing the Cubs are there, knowing the Cubs are running, not necessarily running away with it yet, but knowing that the Cubs are the favorite and have motored out and are doing Cub baseball things this year. I think Mozeliak is finally feeling that same need to thrash about okay. and do something. And he doesn't know what to do, because as a GM, you're rewarded for the patient, the chess mm-hmm. grandmaster. Look three or four moves ahead. Always be thinking down the road. Always be planning for the next, after, when, those kinds of things.
Let your manager deal with the present. You have to worry about the future.
Yes. Well, but now it's, I mean, I think Mozeliak's feeling that.
Yeah, well, and we talked about yesterday a little bit about the fan frustration, and that might be some of the undercurrent that Mozeliak is feeling and hearing about the frustration with Matheny. Dexter, here's the lineup the Cardinals ran out last night. Yeah, granted, it was a 2-1 victory, but Dexter Fowler leading off, .132. Aledmys Diaz, .231, which is right about his average. Steven Piscotty, .265. Again, right about his average. Randall Grichuk, .213. It's about 30 points lower, 40 points low. Martinez is just killing it right now at .467.
Yeah.
Which
right.
is why
he's probably not going to bat .467.
No, but you get him in there at first base.
Right. Of course.
Garcia played third last night because Peralta is stinking it up. He's hitting .267. That's about his average. Irving Fryer gets the start behind the plate last night, .82. Small sample size. I know that's our favorite to overreact to, but you go, all right, Fryer gets the start last night, gives Molina the rest. Molina will be back in the lineup again tonight. Colton Wong, .67. That's not what you expect out of him. You expect 100 points higher than that. And as you go through this lineup, you see that the opposing pitcher right now hasn't had to work really hard to get through the lineup. And then it seems like right now as well, what's happening at the plate, and this is worst case scenario for a baseball player, but what's happening at the plate is beginning to carry out to what's happening in the field. And it's feeding the tension at the plate. And it's just becoming this circle of, I got to do better here, and the grip factor.
Well, I mean, yeah, ask
the way around.
Ask a starting pitcher about pitching for an anemic offense.
Yeah.
Every pitch feels like the end. Because if you give up a hit, if you give up a double and a single and a walk, and you got a guy, you plate a couple guys, you put up a crooked number, you feel like game's over.
Game's done. We're done.
Yeah, we can't come back from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so every pitch gets so fine. Every pitch you're trying to paint the black. And every pitch you're starting to throw or pitch. You're not thinking about what you're doing. And
you're aiming.
And your defense tightens up. Because one error, an unearned run, an error throws everything into crazy, you know.
And I think that's where you're seeing that with the Cardinals right now. They're not playing relaxed baseball. Coming out of spring training, they seem to be, all right, I think we're good. We're, as Mozeliak said, he thought coming out of spring training, they were in pretty decent shape. And then you come out and you win walk-off style 4-3 against the Cubs. But then as you look back on how that game fell for the Cardinals, you realize that it never should have gotten to 4-3. Mistakes made along the way puts the Cubs back into game. They tie it, and then you end up having to walk things off. Then I mean, you lose.
Well, and I think, listen, all they have to do is, and this is anachronistic because I'm sure it doesn't work this way.
Open their Anjoui again?
No, okay. I was going to say open the newspaper, but that doesn't happen. All they got to do is open their smartphone up, and they see the MLB standings. Mm-hmm. And you take one look at the MLB standings. No wonder they're playing tight baseball. They're in the cellar of the Central.
They don't pay attention to what's written about them.
Right. No players, no professional players read press clippings. No.
Not even Big Ears James.
No. It's never bulletin board material. Never. No, none of that.
Listen, coaches, managers, they don't read what's written about them. They just ignore it. They move on. Man, it's just... It's blinders on, focused, one game at a time. We're just going to take this thing one out at a time.
They have the worst winning percentage in the National League right now.
Yes. That's why they're at the bottom.
Well, but of the whole National League, not just the Central.
They're at the bottom of the National League right now.
Right. It's, you know, and you talk about the relaxed baseball. That's not relaxing.
That's a little snug.
And that, I mean, you know, you're five games out, which isn't anything in the grand scheme of 162 games.
A lot of baseball yet to play, you know.
However, it seems like Everest right now.
Yes. Well, especially when you look at the way it's gone. 4-3 walk-off win. 3 losses in a row. Beat the Cincinnati Reds 10-4. Then you lose 3 in a row. You beat Washington 6-1. Then you lose 3 in a row. You beat Pittsburgh 2-1. It becomes the, all right, guys, duplication of effort. How can we put this all together again and do it tonight? And if you can do it tonight, then how do we get to do this? How can we do this 3 nights in a row? Can we do it 3 nights in a row?
I mean,
I don't know. Can you do it 2 nights in a row? Not yet. Not positively, anyway.
Because 2 nights in a row is on your lineup.
Mm-hmm.
3 nights in a row
becomes your starting
is on your bullpen.
Yeah.
And 4 nights in a row is on your starters.
Yep.
And that's how it happens.
And the starters have been a weak link.
Definitely.
It was a good first week for them. We're not balanced out by the offense, and then they just kind of went belly up like a fish right now. 442-8255. Good afternoon. You're on the Closers. Hello. 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 All right. You talk amongst yourselves, and we'll just continue on.
Yeah. I mean, we're up against a break, and we need to take a little break. But, it's not pleasant for Cardinals fans or the Cardinals team. And I think you're seeing that from Mozeliak's comments. I think you're going to see it from Matheny as he gets asked questions post-game. Mm-hmm. It's going to start bubbling to the surface. You know, the fact that Mozeliak had to come out and say the Adams thing is done.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't Matheny who's just like, well, you know, we tried something and we're going to go back to business as usual and just see what happens. Okay, no big deal. But the fact that the front office had to come out and say, this is done now.
Yeah, we're done. That was cute.
It's kind of like dad threatening to pull the car over on a road trip.
You ever had that happen?
Me with my kids?
No. Your dad.
My dad? Oh, yeah. And I was an only child, so whatever I was doing was awful. I mean...
You ever get left behind?
No. I mean, no. No, I had to think about it for a second.
It's the Closers. Be part of the show now. 800-229-5378. News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Welcome back. It's Closers. 442-8255 is the phone number. Hour number 2, David Lesky, Baseball Prospectus, Kansas City. Talk Kansas City Royals baseball. We'll also wrap up Missouri Tigers spring ball for football with Blake Topmeyer from the Columbia Daily Tribune. As we move on here through here this afternoon, we're going to get to the PEDs here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But a shout out to the fine folks over there at Columbia College as yesterday the announcements for AMC Athletes of the Week came out.
Yes.
Let's see. Andrew Warner.
Okay.
Your Baseball Player of the Week. Molly Carter, AMC Softball Player of the Week. Emily Coleman, your AMC Men's Outdoor Track Athlete of the Week.
Molly Carter, however, ran through the stop sign at third base and kept on going.
Yes, she did. She is now your NAIA Softball Player of the Week. So that is yet another honor. Kathleen Daniel of Bernal, Georgia, was the Pitcher of the Week, Player of the Week. Molly Carter, 5-1 week against William Woods, Hannibal LaGrange, and then number 19, Williams Baptist, 20 at-bats. She went 13 for 20 with 14 RBI.
I mean, I guess if you're into solid like stat lines, that's pretty
alright. That's an alright stat line right there. That's a good one. Piling up a good stat line right now is Missouri Tigers softball. We did say, now remember, head coach Aaron Irvine, yesterday or Monday on the show, had this to say about navigating through 6 games in 6 days.
The two people we have to be kind of careful with is Parker Conrad and Danielle Bumgardner. They both have some arm health issues. Nothing terrible, but just things that we'll have to be aware of. But other than that, it's just going to be, how can we get through this game and win it in the smartest, most efficient way possible?
Now, I was a bit of a smarty, and I said, well, coach, just run rule them.
Just run rule them.
That
seems like the easiest way to go about
it. Easiest, most efficient way to go about it. Well, game one in the books already. Missouri beats SEMO 14-3. Run rule. The win goes to Danielle Baumgartner.
So I guess I'll just be handling the show the rest of the week and you'll be joining the softball staff?
No, I can't join the softball staff because I've got a rotator cuff issue.
Well, you don't have to teach pitching. You don't have to be the pitching coach.
I tore it just patting myself on the back.
Oh, look at you go.
It's a long reach back there and you just kind of keep going, but now 14-3, they've got another game coming up here. Let's see, it's 4:30, so about 5 o'clock, 5:15. Game number two will start for Missouri, and it's the opener of a 6-game homestand, and they're going to get that all done in 6 days. Missouri Tiger baseball tonight out at Taylor Stadium, and they will take on Missouri State, and that has not been a real good one for Missouri baseball. Missouri Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
The Bars have done well.
There's bar. War. Over the R.
I'll call it up on the war.
Mm-hmm.
But Missouri Tiger baseball has not fared well the last couple of years against Missouri State. It's actually seemed more like a slow pitch softball game at some points in time with the way the scores have rung up. But that's at 6 o'clock tonight. Also, is Columbia College baseball tonight, 6 o'clock. They will take on Tabor College. And over in Parkville, Missouri, Columbia College softball, currently ranked number 2 at 34-5 and 19-1 in AMC, has an AMC doubleheader against Park University. Game 1 is in the books, and we're waiting on the result from that one because the live stats portion's not working.
Yeah. I mean, Park was always, and I feel like after talking to the coach's corner and doing stuff now with Columbia College, it sounds like maybe Park isn't the biggest rival anymore. But when I was there, Park was definitely the rival. Park was definitely
that
was the one.
Kind of William Woods kind of shifted a little bit now.
Yeah,
especially basketball.
Yeah,
that's a big one for.
Well, anyways, what? I hear the Park and I still get the hackles still come up when I hear Park. So
even though you haven't been there for a decade and change. Huh?
17 okay. years, 18 years. What? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So your absence is now able to actually have a decent job.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. But again, Missouri beats SEMO 14-3 as they open up that 6-game in 6-day homestand. Again, Missouri baseball later on this afternoon. And we'll get Columbia College stuff going up here in a little bit. News from the Pittsburgh Pirates and Major League Baseball. Actually, the Pittsburgh Pirates had nothing to do with this. It was more Major League Baseball saying, hey, Sterling Marte, guess what? You failed.
Dun, dun, dun.
The headline from Jerry Krasnick, crushing blow to Bucks baseball as steroid cloud descends on Starling Marte. 80 games. Commencing.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Manfred, as part of this new deal with the Players Association, makes the announcement, and that also means that he is not eligible for the postseason. He can come back after 80 games.
Right.
So that'll be what, August? Right, 80.
About, yeah.
Yeah, about 80. Yeah, about August. And then he can play through the rest of the season. But that's it. Done. Sit down. Watch the postseason on your telly. He chose Nandrolone, which according to Krasnick was, quote, a staple during the good old Wild West days of performance enhancement. A quick Google search reveals a 2005 New York Times story that said 73 MLB players had tested positive for Nandrolone in 2003. That was back in the days when Barry Bonds' evolving cap size was a regular topic for discussion.
Oh, my.
Marte's positive test should be a wake-up call as to how many players are still doing PEDs, said a player agent in response to Tuesday's announcement. Do you think a guy in the middle of a $31 million guaranteed contract tries steroids for the first time? And Nandrolone to boot? You don't accidentally take that stuff.
Do you see Rizzo? I believe Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs was being interviewed when it broke.
Yeah.
And they were asking him. And, I mean, he was pretty harsh. He basically just said, well, I'm glad we're catching guys that are cheating. Like, I know Sterling, and we joke around a lot, and we have good times when we're playing. You know, we see each other, when, you know, same series, and, right. And, you know, love to see him, and he's a good friend. But I'm glad we're catching guys that are cheating.
Marte said today, quote, neglect and lack of knowledge have led me to this mistake with the high price to pay of being away from the field that I enjoy and love so much. With much...
Oh, boy. All right, here we go. Yeah, I see what's going on here, and I know what's happening. Yes.
Okay, I think we're ready now. Neglect and lack of knowledge have led me to this mistake with the high price to pay of being away from the field that I enjoy and love so much. With much embarrassment and helplessness, I ask for the forgiveness for unintentionally...
Come on!
...disrespecting so many people who have trusted in my work and have supported me so much. I regret that I got caught, basically.
Basically.
Neglect and a lack of knowledge? Squeeze me? Embarrassment? Yeah, I get caught. Helplessness? You failed the test.
You did it.
Forgiveness for unintentionally? Whoa. This wasn't a part of a dietary supplement.
No, this was a separate thing.
Nandrolone is an injectable.
The clear or the cream?
I don't know. You have to ask Barry Bonds.
Yeah. I don't understand how this is still... I don't understand how not knowing how to handle this still comes up. The case in point that I always go back to is Pettit and Clemens.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Pettit, when everything came out, was like, yep,
Yeah, that was me.
Stuck that needle right in there, pushed the plunger, whoosh, man, woo, yep. Used it, sure did.
Yep.
You know what? 6 months later, he's pitching again.
Hmm. And all was forgiven by the Yankees.
Yeah, fans.
And baseball.
Baseball, Yankees.
Yeah.
Everybody went, oh, man, gosh, you just owned up to it. That's great.
But
thank
at least
you.
He owned up to it.
Right. No,
he
exactly.
Didn't do the...
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Never did. Nope. Yep. Never
must have been. Must have been in something I ingested purely by accident.
Never met that trainer. Never talked to that trainer. Never saw that trainer. Didn't do anything about it. Nope. Never. Couldn't. Uh-uh.
Stupid new guy in a clubhouse.
Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Welcome back to the Closers here. I'm George Young. Jay Sparks alongside 442-8255. Those digits in that order get you in here on the program. Again, Missouri Tiger softball rolling out a 14-3 win in game number one of a doubleheader today over SEMO. Danielle Baumgartner picking up the win in a five-inning affair as Missouri took advantage of a couple of errors by SEMO and just piled on. And by the time it was all said and done and they all untangled the bodies, it was 14-3. Game done.
Yeah.
Very efficient
flashes.
Yeah. So, all right. Missouri Tiger basketball. News breaking. Of course, Knox.
Yeah. It's
with
not,
home visits.
Yeah. It's not capital letters, things happening, but it's stuff's going on still. Knox, Mr. Kevin Knox of Tampa, has home visits scheduled, two today and two tomorrow at 6 and 8 p.m. Get the whole thing.
Time or?
No, Eastern time.
Eastern time. Yeah. Okay.
And Duke and Missouri are tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of Duke, if you're watching the headlines.
Because we were.
If you're watching the headlines scroll by, you might have noticed that Mr. Sir Trips-a-Lot, Grayson Allen, is coming back for his senior year. So
he's coming back for a senior trip?
A last trip around, yes. And
going to play some footy.
Yes. I mean, he likes to fall down a lot, so probably fit right in. he comes back, and Coach K, that's minutes on the wing that are just there. I mean, that's just penciled in. Grayson Allen is going to play
18 minutes.
More than that.
20.
More than what? I mean, he's going to play 34, 32 minutes a game on the wing for Duke. So
barring suspensions.
Sure. But knowing that, knowing your idea of playing right away and how minutes go and everyone else on that team, other roster signings, that could put a bit of a wrench in the works for Kevin Knox thinking about Duke.
And thinking about minutes, getting exposure minutes immediately.
Correct. So
Missouri doesn't necessarily seem to have that problem.
No. The only thing that the problem with Missouri is I don't think Kevin Knox will commit here until after Tillman does.
Okay.
Because the problem with Missouri right now is you don't want to play out of position. And if you only have 1 year, if that's what your mindset is, you're a one and doneer.
Okay.
You can't play out of position for that year and not showcase what you do best.
And as a wing, as a
6'9", 6'10" wing, they're going to ask you to play inside. Now, if you can add a facet to your game, that's great. But that's risky. If you're on the year plan, if you're on the 12-month turnaround at Mizzou to the NBA, it's still weird to say, then
you
if
can
that's
practice
if,
during the break,
I'm working on
okay.
it. I mean, I stand in front of the mirror and say it a lot. Oh, that's weird.
That's awkward. Okay.
So unless a big man, a talented big man signs a Jeremiah Tillman, excuse me, or Wooten out of Vegas via Arizona State. Until someone like that, a rim protector, big man, rebounder signs, I don't think Knox inks anything here at Mizzou. because he does not want to think about necessarily playing out of position.
Right. And that's completely understandable.
Completely.
Purely from the standpoint of I'm trying to showcase my brand, if you will, from a high school standpoint. But the other aspect of this, too, becomes the work that he's been doing already with Michael Porter Jr. on, hey, we can be on the floor at the same time. Who do you guard?
Yeah. Who do you double?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know, if you're going to go, if you're going to run, if you're going to throw a zone at that defense or at that offense, I mean, you got dribble penetration everywhere.
Yes. Yes, you do. This could be so much fun next year.
It really could.
Yeah. Although Gary Parrish does not have Missouri in the top 25, is way too
That's
early
fine.
Top 25 plus
That's
one.
That's fine. He also had Gonzaga number one.
Yeah.
And Mr. Williams-Goss has declared and will take an agent.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's done.
So also their number one seeded, at least preseason number one, is gone too.
Yeah. Okay.
The closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Hey, Jay, guess what?
Chicken butt? Never mind. Okay.
Rick Ankiel throws up the first pitch tonight. Mike Matheny is at Menasha to catch it. Will he or will he not be hanging from the backstop?
I was going to say, where's he going to stand?
Fifth row.
Yachty's going to be hanging out back by the backstop.
Yeah. Jennifer Langosh reporting that Rick Ankiel will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch this evening. Mike Matheny has been asked to catch it. Yes.
He has a new book out.
Yeah.
That looks interesting, actually. Yeah. I said the phenomenon book looks like an interesting take, and especially from a guy who's seen the highs and lows of that process for the major leagues.
Figuratively and literally the highs and the lows for Rick Ankiel. That'd be a good get. We'll effort that one and get Rick Ankiel here on the show. If you missed it earlier, Starling Marte has been suspended for 80 games, PED use, Nandrolone. One of the oldies but goodies. It will actually, though, still get you suspended for 80 games, regardless of the fact that you're going vintage on your PED usage. So Marte out, especially for tonight's football or basketball game or baseball game, and he's not eligible for postseason play. So if the Bucks are planning on going, they could use him to get there, but he cannot be a part of it. Cards and Pirates tonight. And interesting pitching matchup tonight for the Cardinals, because Mike Leake will go. He's 1-1, but he has a 0.6 ERA. Chad Kuhl going for Pittsburgh, 2.38 the ERA for him. And then later on tonight, 7:15 the start, Royals and the Giants. David Lesky will be around to talk about that one as hour number two will kick things off momentarily.
Okay.
The closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.